This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Live on Thanksgiving. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Kodi boxes. K-O-D-I. The box is a little device that you can use to wind up watching stuff on your TV.
Like an Amazon Fire box or a
Roku,
something like that, a set-top box.
Yep, and the British government, they're not happy about these things, kind of. There was a guidance issued by the, what was that, the IPO, the Intellectual Property Office.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually pulled up the guidance, and it's not that long. They've got a few questions here. What is illicit streaming and what devices are commonly used? Illicit streaming is the watching of content without the copyright owner's permission by any means, not just via hardware devices. This could be using a smart TV, laptop, or mobile phone. Illicit streaming devices are physical boxes that are connected to your TV or USB sticks that plug into the TV, such as adapted Amazon Fire Sticks and so-called Kodi boxes or Android TV boxes. Now, here's the interesting part. These devices are legal when used to watch legitimate free-to-air content. They become illegal once they are adapted to stream illicit content. For example, TV programs, films, and subscription sports channels without paying the appropriate subscriptions.
Right.
So this answers the question about the first sentence of that article from the UK Independent where they just mentioned streaming films, TV shows, and sports for free. Well, no, the guidance is specifically about subscription content that you were obtaining without paying
right
the subscription. They then go on to mention people that are watching BT Sports, which I'm guessing that's a British sports channel.
Sort of like an ESPN.
Yep. They also mention, or television program like Game of Thrones that is only available on Sky.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, it's available on HBO. In the US, or as Brian Sovereign says, it's available in the public library. A little bit more that they have down here. Third question, why you should not buy these devices? These devices often lack parental controls. Using them could expose children or young people to explicit or age-inappropriate content.
Okay, stop right there for just a second because this always drives me nuts. It's like parents have no responsibility for what their children watch. You have to rely on your cable box. I mean, this drives me nuts, and sorry, parents, if you don't want your kids to watch something, be aware of what your kids are doing.
Right.
They're and still going to get away with it because kids are kids.
To say that these things, quote-unquote, lack parental controls seems to imply that it's impossible to add them.
Right.
When you go and buy a smartphone at, you know, any store that sells smartphones, they often don't come pre-installed with parental controls. That's some kind of plug-in you have to add.
Right, right.
Well, when you go buy a new laptop, it doesn't automatically come with some kind of device that, you know, I don't want to be able to watch porn on this device.
Right.
Something. Although there are people that want to change that.
Sure.
There's legislation been introduced in a bunch of states to require ransomware to be installed on every device capable of connecting to the internet. Now, they don't call it ransomware. They say, we're not requiring ransomware. We're requiring that the manufacturers just put parental controls and this and that. Now, you could pay $20 to have it removed.
Right.
That's the definition of ransomware.
I'm waiting for one of these to be written in such a way as, like, yes, you cannot have a device that does not have this blocker of porn on it, but if you wish, you can call the state agency of decency, and they will turn that off for you for a $20 fine and your, I mean, a $20 charge.
That's basically how the bill that was introduced here in New Hampshire.
But were they talking about the money going to the state or to go to the manufacturer?
No, money goes to the state.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. Money goes to the state. Question number four. What should you do if you already have one of these boxes?
Oh, dear.
These devices can be legally, or rather can be used legally by removing the software. If you're unsure, get advice to help you use the device legally. If you wish to watch content that's only available via subscription, such as sports, you should approach the relevant provider to find out legal ways to do so.
Okay.
So they then mention calling Crime Stoppers to rat out, now they don't use that term, but to rat out anybody that is selling one of these boxes.
Right.
So that, again, is legal to possess.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't have certain plugins on it.
But I will say this. I don't think anybody goes out and finds a Kodi box or sideloads the Kodi software onto their, you know, Amazon Fire Stick because they're interested in finding out the legal way to pay for HBO.
Right.
And I'm not going to say this is everybody, but the reason these things have blown up and because they have become so popular is because it allows people to easily get around the costs of intellectual property law.
Right. And, you know, some of this because HBO really only has one show that I care about. Why am I going to pay for like 6 months of a subscription to watch one TV show?
Depends on how much you like that show and whether you're concerned about being caught watching it illegally. And that's the whole thing. You know, the entire laws, all the laws that protect the big studios and protect all these big entertainment companies are in place because the big entertainment companies lobbied the government to create these laws in the first place.
Right.
It's in their best financial interest to make sure that everybody pays for what they have created. And, you know, it's a separate conversation about whether society would be better off with or without intellectual property law.
Right. And then, you know, there are shows like South Park that, admittedly, I don't watch. I'm aware of the show, but they have something to wear for, I think it's 1 week after the last show aired. It's free on Comedy Central.
Right.
And then it gets locked down for 30 days. That's not because of IP laws. That's because of a contract with the cable company.
Right.
Now, one could say, well, they're not required to have a contract with cable companies. Okay, then they're not required to broadcast on television either.
Right, right, right.
They get
caught in this. It's a prisoner's dilemma. There's no choice.
Right.
There is no choice. You're either going to play by their rules or your content will not be available on that medium.
Which means that no, if Comedy Central and South Park had never come to an agreement and South Park were just, you know, some web series on YouTube, how many people would have ever heard of it 20 years ago?
Well, maybe not, but I will make the argument that a lot of where we're going as a society and how we consume entertainment has changed very, very, very much. So the idea of cord cutting, of disabling, you know, doing away with your cable company and doing away with your satellite provider and just saying, I'm going to watch stuff online, that stuff is blowing up. And
right, but a lot of the so-called cord cutters are signing up for Hulu and Netflix to Hulu and Netflix get to decide what's available and when it's available and how it's available.
I am a cord cutter. I did away with all my cable and my satellite and all that, and I went with PlayStation View, which happens to be a pay service. But what it does is it gives me convenience. I don't have to go out there to find my content. It puts it all in one spot. And since it's somewhat something like a third the cost of what I was paying before, it's worth it to me.
Puts content in one spot when they say it's available for you in
right.
one spot. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe, just maybe, you're planning to do some Black Friday shopping. I see that Walmart has some Black Friday sales that are good all day online. So maybe you want to take part in that and you want to help Free Talk Live while you do it. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And then from there, you can go to Walmart. You can go to Newegg. You can go to Amazon UK or Canada. And when you shop, you're shopping while going through shop.freetalklive.com helps us out. So go there, then bookmark the site that you want to go to, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris on Thanksgiving night. What's on your mind?
I'd actually like to discuss Thanksgiving.
Sure, okay. Go ahead.
It seems like a lot of people get lost in the food and the company and everything, but then they actually forget to thank the person that cooks the food, which in my opinion makes it, it kind of drags away from what it's supposed to be about. And I think that it really is a day where you should count all of your blessings, but for some reason everybody's not thinking about that. They're thinking about stuffing their faces and then the next day standing in a line for like 6 hours to get a TV for like half off.
Right. And meanwhile, people in Venezuela, basically every day that they go to the store, are standing in line for like 6 hours, and they get to purchase two of whatever the store happens to have that day.
If they're lucky.
Whether they need that thing or not, they can purchase two of. That's yeah. The limit. You get two. Might be toothpaste. Yeah. Might be soap, might be loaves of bread. You don't know until you get there. And then you can buy two.
Yeah, that what happens to people in Venezuela and other socialist regimes across the world, a lot of people seem to forget about. But I think that maybe, you know, we should take this moment to actually give some thanks. Do you have any thanks, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm thankful for my health. I shared a picture of myself from 3 years ago on Facebook where I weighed about 150 pounds heavier than I do right now. This morning I actually wound up running a 4-mile race here in Keene, the Wobble Gobble, and ran the first mile in 7 minutes 24 seconds, which is the fastest 1 mile I've run in 20 plus years.
And Chris?
Nah, I'm good. No, actually, there's too many things to be thankful for. I mean, I think at this point in my life, of course I am thankful for my family and friends. I mean, that is the one thing. It's people. Those are the things that touch us the most, touch me the most anyway. But I would say that way up there is I'm really thankful I've ended up where I'm at. It's been an amazing journey to, you know, I've kind of bounced all over the U.S. throughout my life, and this move was really the only time I've contemplated going somewhere for philosophical reasons, and I think it was the best thing I've ever done, and every day I see things occurring near me by friends of mine that just boggle the mind. I could not be more thankful than that.
What about you, Stefan? What are you thankful for?
Well, in particular, I'm thankful that last year my mind was changed forever on the ideas of liberty when I turned C-SPAN on and heard somebody who changed my political and philosophical views forever. And then I discovered a radio network called LRN when I realized that certain individual hosted a show there some days.
Wow.
And I'm very thankful that that continues to this day, and I think it's pretty obvious at this point that I'm talking about Daryl.
So, Stefan, I've got a couple questions here. You're a fairly young guy, right?
Yeah, 20.
What was it that made you flip over to C-SPAN, of all channels on cable,
Well, because up to that point, I had already voted in the Republican primaries, and I thought Donald Trump was an absolute disaster, and I was just watching TV one day, and I was like, well, what's this libertarian convention? I've heard of these guys.
Right,
I don't know too
right.
much about them. And I flipped it on, and I had just been to the point where Feldman was walking onto the stage for the debate, and I was like, oh, it's presidential candidates. Let's check this out. That's why I tuned into C-SPAN. It just got my curiosity.
Interesting.
Excellent. Excellent. And then I miss Mark. Dr. Feldman passed away about a month after the convention. He was a great guy. You know, over
fairly
the
young,
like
too.
6 months of campaigning,
yeah.
leading up to that convention. You know, I got to know him, seeing him at all of the different state conventions. Really great guy. You know, there were definitely some things that I disagreed with him on,
mm-hmm.
but I was absolutely devastated the day he passed away.
It's horrible news. It's
fairly young guy too. I couldn't believe that he had died at, you know, only in his mid-50s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So Daryl is sort of your Ron Paul. It's sort of
a lot of people.
Yeah,
looked up to Paul, and I looked up to Perry.
Yeah, and for me, Ron Paul was the first libertarian. I think I actually just took the time to look into what he had been writing, look into what he was saying, looking into his positions, and again, but I think that's amazing that, you know. Again, to be thankful for people you're surrounded with, and to know that I share the mic with Daryl, you know, at least one night a week, it's amazing, and that's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It pretty much changed me forever. In fact, I don't know if Daryl remembers this or not, but I actually felt ecstatic when I got to interview him the next year. I mean, later in that year. I don't know if you remember that, Daryl. You were on my YouTube channel there.
Yeah, I actually wound up a few days ago seeing that pop up on my this day, you know,
this day in history.
Memories thing on Facebook.
Nice.
That was pretty much the start of it all. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving evening.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call, Stefan. And you can join us as well on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. That's LRN as in Liberty Radio Network, lrn.fm. Or toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there anything else to jump into on this Cody story out of the UK?
Well,
if not,
I do have one other thing,
yep.
And this comes from us. the other groups that got involved in this were FACT, and FACT stands for Federation Against Copyright Theft, and Electrical Safety First, which is an electronics group. They flat out came out and said, what you ought to do right now is unplug those boxes. Just take them out. Because, my God, what if they haven't passed all their safety standards? And what if these things catch fire in your house?
Well, did you see that somebody hacked into a smart TV and was playing porn on it on the floor of some retailer?
Yes.
You should just unplug that smart...
unplug it all.
Unplug all the smart devices. You know what the S stands for in IoT? Security. There's no S in IoT. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's Thanksgiving night. I know, it's really strange that there's live radio happening on Thanksgiving night, but it is. And you can join us by calling toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
And maybe you're a really big fan of the show, and you want to help us get on more radio stations across the country. Well, you can do that by joining the Amplifiers. AMP is advertise, market, and promote. You do get perks. You get ad-free versions of the podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's an Amplifiers badge that you can get for the Free Talk Live forum that we mentioned earlier at forum.freetalklive.com. But, again, for as little as $5 a month, you can become an Amplifier. Again, AMP, advertise, market, and promote. It allows us to advertise, market, and promote the show to the people that make the decisions to add us to those radio stations, specifically the program directors. Find out more or join amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking, since it is Thanksgiving, talking about various things to be thankful for, what we are thankful for, etc. And somebody actually posted on the Free Talk Live website, because, yes, we allow you to do that. It's Reddit Reddit integrated, somebody posted something from Cato. Not the old philosopher guy, Cato, but the think tank. And this is several years old. Was originally published 2011. And I think it's interesting here, looking at kind of how things have changed over the last six or so years. Again, published at Cato, the headline, again, Things to be Thankful For, written by David Boaz. I think it's pronounced Boaz. It's spelled Boaz, but I think it's pronounced Boaz. He says, not long ago, and again, published in 2011, not long ago, a journalist asked me what freedoms we take for granted in America. Now I spend most of my time sounding the alarm about the freedoms we're losing. But this was a good opportunity to step back and consider how America is different from much of the world and much of world history and why immigrants still flock here. If we ask how life in the United States is different from life in most of the history of the world and still different from much of the world, a few key elements come to mind. Rule of law. He says, perhaps the greatest achievement in history is the subordination of power to law. That is, in modern America, we have created structures that limit and control the arbitrary power of government.
Hold it right there. I hate to be that guy that interrupts the story like, what, seven, eight sentences in, but...
Oh, I told you before I started reading this on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the second or third sentence in
I heard Darryl go... Huh. Yeah. So basically, written in 2011. So this is prior to Edward Snowden.
Yep.
This is still after a whole bunch of governmental abuses, I'd say in the 90s, 2000s, but really throughout our history. The idea that the rule of law controls arbitrary power in the government, can we say Obama assassination list, kill list, maintained by our commander-in-chief? Can we talk about warrantless spying on every U.S. citizen through the prison program and through the NSA?
Yep.
Where else do you want to go? I mean, sadly, the things that we could bring up where our government does no longer feel bound by the rule of law, it's without end. And I don't remember. I think he may have been a little naive in 2011 or was trying to write a more friendly, palatable Thanksgiving post, maybe. I don't know.
Continuing on. And again, you've sort of already answered the next couple of things that he mentions here. He says, no longer can one man, a king, a priest, a Communist Party boss, take another person's life or property at the ruler's whim.
Obama drone kill list. Okay, next.
Yeah, Anwar al-Awlaki, his 16-year-old son, and his 8-year-old daughter, not killed at the same time.
Right.
Killed, you know, in
three separate strikes.
Three separate strikes over several years because, well, see, Anwar al-Awlaki, we think, was a really bad guy, and so, therefore, since we killed him, his kids are probably going to be really mad, and they might wind up being terrorists, so we have to go ahead and kill them, too.
Yeah. So, he must have been tried in a court of law,
nope.
Right? No? No?
Nope.
Charges ever brought against him?
Formal charges were never brought.
No. And that's the point. The point is that for all our protections, alleged protections within the Constitution, if it's the feeling of the government that this guy just needs to go away, then they will do that. And
yep. So that's the taking of a person's life. Now let's talk about taking of person's property.
Oh.
Asset forfeiture?
Yep.
Ever heard of that thing?
Eminent domain.
Eminent domain, yeah. And now there's two different types of asset forfeiture. There's civil.
Right.
And then there's criminal. Civil does not require that a charge ever be brought, does not require that you ever go to court, does not require that you are ever found guilty.
Nope.
Criminal asset forfeiture, on the other hand, does require a
Absolutely.
Guilty verdict. But again, almost everything is illegal, so it's not very difficult for them to wind up throwing so many charges on you that you wind up pleading guilty to some kind of time served sort of thing so that you don't go to jail for three life sentences. Oh, well, we've got the guilty verdict, and you had property that we believe was connected to this, and you pled guilty, so therefore asset forfeiture.
Right. Or worse, when they come across money in a car, because if any time there's money found in a car, it must be related to the drug trade.
Yep.
So we've had examples of people going to California by car, taking out their down payment in cash, you know, $60,000, or some guy who wants to start a business on the other side of the country driving along.
What about the story of the family from Pennsylvania where the guy had the money that his mother's house had sold? He had her money, and there was an asset forfeiture thing. She didn't file the proper paperwork to wind up saying something, and it went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, yeah, they shouldn't have actually taken the money, but you didn't file the right paperwork,
yeah,
so therefore they get to keep it.
Yeah, and it's theft. There's no other way to put it. The charge basically comes back, U.S. versus $12,951.85.
Yeah.
So it's a charge against the property itself. It's very difficult to defend and virtually impossible to get your money back.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania versus $72,000 worth of wine, I think was an actual case.
Yeah. And the problem is for most people who are not rich and powerful, you're going to spend either what little life savings you have left after they've taken this huge chunk of change in legal fees to attempt to reverse this thing.
And then a lot of the civil asset forfeiture is on stuff valued at less than $10,000.
Right.
It's going to cost you more than that to go through the process to try to, you know, gamble to get your stuff back.
Right, and that's what it is. So, and now we have a attorney general who has spoken out very favorably about the all asset forfeiture programs to, you know, Mr. Jeff Sessions. This is a way that we can finally get the drug trade under control, and, you know, we're going to take down all this bad stuff that's happening by seizing people's money. And it's absurdity, and it's a travesty is what it is.
Continuing on with why we should be thankful for the rule of law in just a moment, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I promise we're not trying to be negative Nancy's here, but this article from 2011 is just so off base from modern day reality. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day? You can call in and tell us, or you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The us is Daryl.
And Chris.
And maybe you like the idea of having a better financial system, not just for yourself, but for everyone. Then consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's easy. It can be private. The fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. So we're reading a post from Cato that the published date shows 2011. Chris, you actually found out that this was originally published even earlier, published originally back in 2004.
Correct, in the Washington Times. And then he had included it in one of his books, too.
And, again, he's giving some things to be thankful for about life in the United States compared to... quote, much of history and much of the world.
And we're basically looking at this this is a historical document at this point. It's 13 yes. years past. This
Correct.
Is 13 years ago, David Bowes, who's executive director or something like that for the Cato Institute.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but anyway, continue, please.
Yeah, so the first thing he has listed here is rule of law. And again, I'll reread the first couple of sentences under rule of law without interruption. Perhaps the greatest achievement in history is the subordination of power to law. That is, in modern America, we have created structures that limit and control the arbitrary power of government. No longer can one man, a king, a priest, a Communist Party boss, take another person's life or property at the ruler's whim. Citizens can go about their business generally confident. I like how he says generally confident
that they won't
be dragged off the streets to disappear forever, and confident that their hard-earned property won't be confiscated without warning. We may take the rule of law for granted, but immigrants from China, Haiti, Syria, and other parts of the world know how rare it is.
And, Daryl, you and I talked a little bit in the last segment about how, you know, we have things like the drone kill list, which I'm sure still continues. Obama started it. We believe.
We think Obama started
it.
It
may have been going on before them, but basically.
He popularized it. He made it cool.
Right, right.
Obama made drone killings cool.
He did. He's killed more people by drone than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
Well, there you go. There's your legacy. And we also talked a little bit about seizure of assets through asset forfeiture, both civil and criminal, and the differences between those two.
Yep, and also eminent domain.
Yep, absolutely.
But again, you know, can be generally confident that we're not just going to be disappeared by some government agency.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Generally, I'm somewhat a little conspiracy minded, and you know, I've had friends who have told me about certain projects they have bid on as construction for FEMA in some very far off and remotely located places. So I don't question that there may be camps being prepared for those that they just deem too dangerous to be on the streets.
But, you know, when I'm going for a run or riding my bike to the gym, I'm not looking over my shoulder of, where's the guy in the black hood?
No, but if you lived in downtown Baltimore, you may be looking over your shoulder for, where's the guy with the blue uniform on and the badge, which may be a realistic thing. And you know, we just had a case where a guy was walking along, he saw the cops, he ran, they threw him in the back of a van, bounced him around, gave him the rough ride, and broke his back and killed him.
Neck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So
might
these
have also
things
broken
are all
his
sort of
spine as well, but right. I do recall, you know, broken neck was, I believe, the official cause of death.
But that's the point. Just because it doesn't happen in your neighborhood doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Right.
And I think compared to 2004, which is when this article was written, you know, we had just, the country had just been through the horror of 9/11, and the Patriot Act was quickly put in place, too quickly for it to have been drafted before it got to a vote.
Right.
So that was already in place. That got passed. And I think that is one of those bellwether moments in U.S. history when we look back and go, where did all our freedoms and protections from governments go?
Right. And 2004 was also about the time that people sort of started to question some of the decisions made by the Bush administration.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of what year we got into Iraq. Was that
2003, 2004?
Yeah.
And right then, around there.
Right.
And, you know, people started questioning, hey, wait a second. Because, you know, the tail end of 2001 and 2002, everybody was still high on the, you know, you're either with us or you're a terrorist.
Right.
And then a couple years removed is when I think people started sort of being comfortable enough to sort of question some of the decisions without automatically being labeled terrorists.
2003 was the invasion of Iraq, and immediately there were people saying, wait, where's this evidence that Saddam Hussein was in collusion with Al-Qaeda? Well, that was alleged. That was something people talked about. Then when there was no substance to that, then it was quickly, well, Saddam has been trying to acquire uranium, yellow cake, in Africa, and we have evidence of that, and we have all these things that look like, you know...
He had weapons of mass destruction.
Biological weapons labs, mobile bio... You know, we had Colin Powell, who was one of the more reputable people in the Bush administration, at the UN, doing a slideshow pointing at these... You know, these things being pulled by tractor trailers
metal
and saying, we believe these are mobile weapons labs. And then guess what, folks? Not a shred of that was ever found.
And then the final White House correspondence dinner when Bush was president, he joked about the WMDs.
Got to remember that.
You got to be somewhere. And he's got slideshows of him looking up under the desk in the Oval Office and behind the curtains. Maybe they're over there. They got to be somewhere. Where are those weapons of mass destruction? Ha, ha, ha. Isn't it so funny?
Yeah, and that's right up there with Obama making jokes about, you know, people dating his daughter
and
predator drones. Yeah.
Equality is the next item on the list here for things to be thankful for in the United States. It says for most of, and again, this is David Bowes, originally written in 2004. For most of history, people were firmly assigned to a particular status. Clergy, nobility, and peasants. Kings and lords, or serfs. Brahmins, other castes, and untouchables in India. If your father was a noble or a peasant, so would you be. The American Revolution swept away such distinctions. In America, all men were created equal. Thomas Jefferson declared that the mass of mankind has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor a favored few booted and spurred, ready to ride them legitimately by the grace of God. In America, some people may be smarter, richer, stronger, or more beautiful than others, but I'm as good as you is our natural creed. We're all citizens equal before the law, free to rise as far as our talents take us.
Well, a couple things that pop out there. I think what has occurred since 2004 has been a furthering of a trend that has not held all equal before the law.
Right.
It's been going on for an awfully long time, but maybe we're just starting to see better statistics on it. Minorities are much more likely to be arrested, incarcerated, than white people.
People with badges are less likely to ever wind up having charges brought against them when they do horrendous things.
And even better is if you're a prosecutor. That can occur once in our history, I believe.
Yeah. Once in all of human history has a prosecutor gone to jail for basically wrongfully convicting someone. Your calls and thoughts welcome on this Thanksgiving Day episode of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.